USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Adam Schiff says he's concerned about the lack of security these documents had.
If the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem.
It's pretty ugly in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday, the U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Facing prison time and dire personal consequences for storming the U.S. Capitol, some January 6 defendants are trying to profit from their participation in the deadly riot, using it as a platform to drum up cash, promote business endeavors, and boost social media profiles. A Nevada man, jailed on riot charges, asked his mom to contact publishers for a book he was writing about the Capitol incident. A rioter from Washington State helped his father hawk clothes and other merchandise bearing slogans such as "Our House" and images of the Capitol building. And a Virginia man released a rap album with riot-themed songs and a cover photograph of him sitting on a police vehicle outside the Capitol, January 6, 2021. Man's in custody after firing his gun at Canberra Airport in the Australian capital city. Police Detective Dave Kraft says the suspect fired 5 rounds in the departures area.
The firearm has been secured. We do not believe that there were multiple weapons at this time.
There were no reported injuries. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
It's the 21st century, and we're talking about polio?
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the United States, but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple once again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bon Secours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure that it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than 2/3 of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With the shortage of monkeypox vaccine in the United States, many U.S. residents are flocking to nearby Canada to get vaccinated. This man says when he first got there, he realized he wasn't the only one who thought of it. The line was quite long.
It was like 4 blocks long, so I just turned around and left.
Many Californians feared the big one, but it might not be what you think, a mega flood. A new study by Science Advances shows climate change has already doubled the chances of a disastrous flood happening in California in the next 4 decades. And experts say it would be unlike anything anyone alive today has ever experienced. This is USA Radio News.